This is KUT. Republican efforts in Congress to cut taxes also included a repeal of the individual mandate. That's a part of the Affordable Care Act that requires everyone to have health insurance if they have an affordable option available to them. If passed, this could affect a lot of taxpayers here in Texas, which has the highest percentage of people paying a tax penalty for not having insurance. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
John Cartwright in Round Rock is one of those people who might be paying a fine when he files taxes early next year. He says he was laid off from his job in January.
And my plan was to go get a job in the next couple of months.
But his plans changed a little because his wife got pregnant.
The conversation came up for me to be a stay-at-home dad, and it just seemed like a great opportunity for me to take advantage of that. That's how we kind of ended up going forward with that.
The problem is Cartwright missed a window to sign up for health insurance. Because he was laid off, he could have signed up to join the health plan his wife gets through her job.
But because I was planning on getting a new job, we did not add me to those health benefits. And I ended up kind of getting a little SOL for the rest of the year, because she couldn't add me after I determined I was going to be a stay-at-home dad.
Now, folks who don't have access to a plan they can afford don't have to pay a fine. But Cartwright did, and he chose not to, which means he will have to pay a penalty. Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priority says people choose not to get insurance for a lot of reasons.
These are somewhat guesses. I feel like there are probably two big divisions. One, there could be just a political or ideological opposition to the Affordable Care Act.
And then there are the people that just didn't know they have access to affordable insurance through the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. And in the case of John Cartwright, there's the life happens category. And yeah, if Congress gets rid of the individual mandate altogether, people like Cartwright could catch a break. But Stacey Pogue says getting rid of it will have serious repercussions for people who do buy insurance on the individual market created by the ACA.
So that would make premiums go up 10% starting in 2019 over what they would have been otherwise. And another really big concern is that it introduces all sorts of uncertainty for insurance companies.
And Pogue says that could lead to insurers leaving the marketplace and, again, higher premiums. That's bad news for Dan Murphy in East Austin. He's a subcontractor for a home builder. He used to buy insurance from the ACA, but his household income is too high for subsidies. Higher premiums have already forced him out of the market, so he went without insurance this year. He likely won't pay a penalty, whether or not the mandate is repealed, but he says,
I'd prefer to have insurance, especially with a kid. I'd love to have it, but if it's starting to approach getting close to my mortgage payment, then I'm not sure what to do.
The tax plan, which includes the repeal of the individual mandate, is expected to reach President Trump's desk before the end of the year. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.